लाइट कैमरा
रोलिंग
एक्शन।
वेलकम टू माय पॉडकास्ट लेट्स टॉक अबाउट वर्टिकल्स, अ प्लेस वेयर सीक्रेट्स आर स्पिल्ड, स्टोरीज अनफोल्ड एंड द मिस्टीरियस वर्ल्ड ऑफ वर्टिकल्स इज रिवील्ड इन ऑल इट्स ग्लोरी। Behind the scenes? Oh yes. Exclusive insights? Absolutely. Eccentric characters? You bet. So, pull up a chair, pour yourself something suspiciously strong, and prepare for a conversation you didn't know you needed. So, welcome to the podcast Let's Talk About Verticals. And now, let's talk. Hello and welcome to my podcast, Let's Talk About Verticals. Today I have another actress, and I told her already, for me, she's a kind of newbie because she entered nearly 2 years after me, the vertical space. So I will ask her how her experience are so far in this world, and we will talk a lot of other stuff in the vertical space. And I'm saying hello to Trinity Johnston. Welcome in my podcast, Trinity.
Hello. Hello.
Welcome in this crazy vertical world, I want to say.
Yeah. Yes, it is crazy, but it's fun. Yeah.
I think it never gets bored, isn't it?
No, never. You're always doing something, always working on something new, something different. You meet new people every day. It's great.
So, as I said, you are kind of newbie. You entered in summer 2025, right?
I did. Yes. That's when I moved to Los Angeles, was August. And so, yeah, I just jumped straight into the verticals.
Did you move because of the verticals? Had you heard of them before, what they were and kind of stuff?
No, I haven't actually. Before, I was just like, I've been filming like acting since I was 8 years old back in Austin, Texas, where I'm originally from. Mm-hmm. And so I moved out to Los Angeles to go to school and just keep auditioning and just try to figure things out. But that's when I got my first vertical audition, was in, I think, mid-August. And I auditioned, I got the role, and I was like, I don't know what these are, but here we go.
And you, what was your first vertical genre you did?
It was YA. It was called The Wild Ride with Dangerous Kian, and it was on Drama.
I saw this one.
Yeah.
I think I saw this one. Okay, so let me ask you, when you got the script, what were your thoughts about this stuff? And when you heard, 15 pages per day? What the heck?
Yeah, literally, I know. I was like, I was so curious. Everything was so dramatic. I when I read, because I was so used to like, oh, if I got a Disney audition, I would do it this way. Or if I got a deep Netflix drama audition, I would do it this way. So when I got this, I was like, what? I don't know how to act. Like, I don't know how to do this. But yeah, it was very dramatic. And the very first day, it was with Jameson Lee and Evan Adams. And the very first day was me in like a bathroom, and I was like yelling at Jameson. And then the next scene, I was like being held at gunpoint by Evan Adams, and he's yelling at me, and then pours a big bucket of water on me. And I was like, what's going on?
welcome directly in the middle of a vertical.
Yeah. I was like,
in the bathroom, did you have a shower scene?
Oh no, it was basically like, it was so weird. It was like a swim scene. So it was like before a swim competition. And I think even that day we had the swim competition too. So we had like, we went swimming and like it was very, very interesting. So much going on.
No, because I'm always asking, if there is a bathroom scene, mostly you have any one of it has a towel drop, you know?
Oh yeah.
Even if the woman or the man, someone is having a towel drop, or they are making out in the shower and there is the so-called Titanic hand, you see. Something of that is happening always in the bathroom.
Yeah, I know. No, literally. I've learned that more, because on that one, I was like the mean girl. So I didn't really have to do any intimacy or anything crazy.
Okay.
I know, thank goodness. But yeah, so I wasn't used to all of that. yet, but no, definitely now I've realized, yeah, if you're in a bathroom, you're gonna have a robe or a towel or something happen in the bathroom.
So what were your thoughts after this first vertical shooting? When you know, when you had finished it, when you had 2 days to sleep over this whole happening, were your thoughts, okay, that was kind of crazy, but cool, I liked it, or weird, I have to think about it if I want to do that again, maybe.
Yeah, well, no, definitely. I would say the first one, I was like, wow, this is crazy. So much is going on, but this is fun. Like, the sets are very professional. Everyone's super sweet. I became really good friends with Jameson on that one. And yeah, I met a lot of cool people. I was like, this is fun. And I kept getting a bunch of vertical auditions. Like, I would have like 11 per, week. And so I was like, I don't know what these are, but I'm having a great time learning more every day. So yeah, no, I mean, I know. It was great. It was fun. I had a good experience.
How long did it take till your second one?
Oh, it was like really soon after. I would say a few weeks, because actually the second one I did was for Real Shorts, and it was called The Christmas Switch. So there was no intimacy. It was a YA vertical, like a young adult, but it was the same director that was on that last one. She basically recommended me for this other one, because it was funny. When I showed up to set the first day, when I was the mean girl, the director was like, she freaked out. And she was like, oh no, look, like you look too nice. Like, we can't, what are we gonna do? So they put me in this like really harsh, like eyeliner and dark lipstick. But so yeah, the next one was like a really sweet, like girl getting bullied, like the classic switched at birth storyline. Yeah.
Who
And
was
then
also in this one?
that was with it was there wasn't any intimacy, so I didn't have like a male lead, but I had it with Ashlyn Judy. I don't know if you know her, but she's one of my really good friends now, like my best friend. So yeah.
What was different to the first shooting?
Oh
Was there
well.
anything different?
Oh yeah. Definitely. Because there's a big difference between being the, like a someone who doesn't have as many lines or isn't carrying the story versus the lead girl. And I was literally like put through hell. Like, this one. It was like I was in every scene, every shot, every like I was it, and then we went overtime by like multiple hours. So it was that one, it was really crazy. It was super fun because I love working, I love acting. But and then of course, that was my first time I had a big long banquet scene. I know, the classic. So
How
yeah.
many episodes? 40 episodes out of
Oh.
60 or whatever?
Yeah, literally, it was probably like 25 to 35 episodes of just this one scene. And it was long, it was hard, but it was super fun. I had a great time. I know. I was like, the classic.
It's, you know. This banquet shit, sorry.
I
It's
know.
always this one with, is it really him? Is it her? No, she's a fraud. Or he's a fraud. Or maybe he's, is it? Yeah. And I'm always screaming on my smartphone, show them your ID, Google it, whatever. You have the answer in 5 seconds.
Yes. No,
Sorry,
literally.
but
It's so silly, so
it's
funny.
so annoying. Banquet scenes are so annoying, really.
They're
And
so.
you know, when I started watching verticals, banquet scenes were nowhere.
Really?
Nowhere. And the
Well,
verticals were not even a quarter full of violation
wow.
or raping or miscarriaging, nothing else. And the platforms are always saying, yeah, we need that for the shock value. And I say, no, you don't need it, because the first verticals, which were really successful, for example, on Real Short, The Double Life of My Billionaire Husband, or Breaking the Ice, you won't find any type of these situations. And they were big hits. So you cannot tell me that the shock value is needed. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, no, because I always like, I also made it right in my head as well, because I was like, oh, like they need that kind of shock value every minute. But I'm like, this is the most dramatic version of anything that could be happening.
It's so unreal, you know? And for the actors, banquet scenes are really hard to shoot. Standing the whole day at the same point. I hope you had a banquet scene where you can put on really chilly shoes and not have to wear high heels all the time, too.
Yes. Oh my gosh. I just, film one, which hopefully it'll be coming out soon. But it was the entire thing was we were in this one prom room, and I was wearing, I was getting like crazy bullied, and I had to do a bunch of stunts where I'm falling and getting up and then getting held back, and then I have to tackle someone. It's like so much is happening, and I was wearing heels the entire time. So I was like, can we please, I was like, can we please make it to where this whole like that they come off at some point, because I can't do this. And yeah,
True.
they agreed. They were like, yeah, we can do that. So I was like, thank God. I was like, thank you
To be
guys.
honest, the last vertical I saw with you, the sex education by my best friend, it was such a nice story. It was kind of also, we saw a bit verticals already with the same storyline, but it's the same. No banquet scene, no raping, no miscarriaging, no one gets, and it works. You know what I mean? That's the same example.
Yeah, no, that script, when I first got that script and read that script, I was like, this is amazing. Like
We have
this.
to say for the audience, it's on Dramabox called Sex Education by My Best Friend. Just
Yes.
for
Yeah.
everyone who haven't watched it yet, who was the male lead?
Cameron Forrest.
Cam. I always know Cam some whatever.
Yeah.
Sorry.
He mostly does reel shorts, but this was actually his first Drama Box project. But yeah, so I know that one, when I first read the script, it was so good. I was like, oh, I love it. I was
It
like, this
was fresh, It was kind of, yeah, good.
Yeah, it was like a little slow burn. It was like, since we had that, like my character at the beginning is like, there's no kissing rules, so it like the rest of the story, it's like just a lot of tension. I was like, that's sweet and good. I love it.
Yeah, and for me, in that type of storyline, it as I said, it was not a new one storyline, but this kind of story, you had the whole episode's kind of evolving story and living story. Well, in the banquet scene, it's, as I said, just one question about 40 or 50 episodes. And in this type of vertical, you have an ongoing storyline the whole episode. So that's why I like that really. And because it's more a bit down to earth storylines, because when you watch verticals as long as I do now, we don't need always the billionaire CEO, whatever, such believable with a 24-year-old actor as a richest man of the town or what. No, so this type of storyline, I think it's more a bit down to earth. It's more, I cannot say it's more realistic, but you know what I mean. It's more. Yeah, and I really like that type of storyline because it's young, it's fresh. As I said, it's not the super new storyline, but it's kind of entertaining. And that's really good. That's
I
really
know. I was
good.
like, this script is so cute. And like Cam and I really wanted to make it as realistic as possible as well. We established, because we were like, wow, if we're dorm, like if we're living together, like we have to have the strongest best friend connection that like ever.
Have you
So
know Cam before shooting
I
that?
didn't. Well, I've seen his like work. I saw him on like I've seen him pop up everywhere, especially on the, I saw him on the god or the goddess one, the
The Zeus one.
yes, daughter of Zeus. Yes. I saw him on that one. I saw a few episodes of that before I actually met him. And then we actually did a chemistry read before with me and him. And then yeah, then I saw him in the fitting, and we did a lot of like work with the director, just like talking about our characters and talking about like our connection and all that good fun stuff. And so we got a lot of like good grounding work as just like actors to like really develop these people and like their relationship and connection.
Yeah, that's it. Because sometimes, you know, when you have to shoot verticals like that with kissing scenes and stuff, I was told mostly some of the actors had day one, scene one, making out with the person. Oh, hello, we have to make out. Okay, you know, that's
yep.
some time of difficult. So you see exactly in some verticals when the chemistry is missing, and you know then exactly, okay, they had to do this scene, I'm sure, right in front without any chemistry read or stuff like that. And I'm sure they didn't know each other before the shooting. So you see that on screen. You see it.
Yeah. No, I bet. I feel like I've seen a few verticals now too, but I can definitely tell like when they, and also just as an actor myself, I can feel when like I have to force chemistry versus when there's just
yeah.
a natural chemistry, like just a blend.
Mm.
So yeah, no, Cam and I had really good, like grounded chemistry. So it was,
yeah,
and
yeah.
people said that too. So I was like, thank goodness. I'm so glad that it like came across for everyone and that it worked and that it looked good. So I'm like, yay.
Do you watch your own verticals in
I
total?
Do. Oh yeah. I'll
No,
get the
because
whole
it's
thing.
a
Yeah.
lot of actors told me, only one scene. I want to see how it turned out in the end, but I've never watched any of my verticals. Okay.
Yeah, I know. I'll usually ask people on set too. I'll be like, do you watch your own verticals? Because I'm curious as well. But no, I always in full the second it comes out.
Alone or with a friend or with family or
usually alone when I first watch it, just so I can like have all my reactions and like really like rewind the parts I want to. And but yeah, sometimes my friends, like, because I have some friends in the vertical world as well, and we'll sit and we'll do like watch parties for like if we have like some come out at the same time, we'll sit and we'll do like a watch party of like all of ours. And those are super fun.
No, because I asked a few times, does your family watch your verticals? Yeah, but I'm not kind of cool with it when my mom sees my intimacy scenes. So,
I know,
that's why
yeah.
I'm asking.
I know. My mom definitely watches them as well. The second they come
Did
out.
Did she ever comment it on
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. She'll be like, sometimes she'll be like, I couldn't watch that scene. Like, I had to close my eyes during this one. But like, yeah, no, she loves to watch them. But actually, fun fact, she's my reader as well when I
Okay.
do these articles. So the amount of time she's had to say some absurd things where she's like, she'll read the sides and be like, what am I saying?
Sorry,
I'm like,
daughter, but where are you into now?
Yes. No, literally, literally. And sometimes my dad will watch him too. And I'm like, can we not? I don't really want him to watch them.
Please not. Can we skip episode 5 and 8 and
yeah.
12 and 13?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I want to like edit a version of my own and give it to my family. They're so curious. They're like, I want to see. And I'm like, no. Because I even have like little nephews as well. And they're always like, can we watch this one? I'm like, no. You can. You cannot watch this one.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, yeah. Some making out scenes are not for people under, yeah, you know.
You know, I can't even tell them the title of the last one, you know, Sex Education by my
husband. Yeah, that's the next thing.
I can't even tell them the title. So sometimes I'll like dumb it down and I'll say Education by my best friend, or like I did one that was called The Godfather's Secret Lover. And so
yeah.
I'll say like The Godfather's Secret.
You know, the stupidest title I ever, and that's a title I can memorize because it was so stupid. It was my ex's uncle puts quadruplets in me.
Oh,
that
my
was the name God. Of a vertical.
Wow.
Hey, let me ask you this. Do you want to have titles like that on your IMDb? You know what I mean?
Yeah, no. I know what you mean. It's
if someone from the industry who isn't confirmed with verticals watch your filmography on IMDb and reads titles like that, sex education, whatever. Don't they think you are did you did a porn or what?
That's actually so true. But yeah, no, I'm like, can we gotta tame down these titles. And even sometimes they'll give you like a good, like tame title,
Yeah.
and then they'll go and change it whenever it comes out. And you're
And
like,
you as well,
what?
what was the
Yeah,
title
you're
like?
like, wait, that happened to my friend.
That was not what I signed for.
Yes, yeah, I know. No, literally, that just happened to my friend. Hers was called, when she first did it was called The Secret You Kissed. And she's like, oh, fun, cute. When it came out, it was called Oops, Nerdy Girl Is My Kitten.
Oh, and the oops. I don't know how many verticals lately dropped with the title oops, blah, blah,
Yeah. Oh, it's so silly, so funny. I love these silly little titles.
So, how did you said you acted since you were 8, right?
Yes.
How did that start? I mean, is someone else in your family into acting, or how did it come up in your life that you want to act and start acting? I assume in school theater, stuff like that.
Yeah, so when I was younger, like when I'm an only child as well. This will give you a little context. My mom put me in like everything when I was like from the ages of like 3 to 8, I would say. She put me in like all sports, all, extracurriculars and all these different hobbies that I could do. And acting, when she put me in acting when I was 5 years old, I started doing like theater, like little musical theaters, and it just it's always stuck with me. Like growing up, when my grandma would read books to me, I would like be like, wait, you read it and I'm gonna act it out. Like when I was like 2 years old, or so it was, I'm like, it's always in my blood. I've been doing it, theater since I was 5. And then when I was 8 years old, I did a show at like Zach Theater, which is like this big theater production at in Austin, Texas. And I would love theater, and I was like, I really want to do film because I watched a bunch of Disney Channel, and of course, as a little 8-year-old, I'm like, I want to be on Disney Channel, yay! But my mom is like a very like go-getter, like, okay, you say you want it, we're gonna go do it, like we're gonna set it up and we're gonna make it happen. So none of my family was in the industry. My mom always loved like theater and stuff, but she never really pursued it. And so, yeah, when I said that I wanted to do actual like film acting, she was able to find me a manager who is still my manager to this day. And yeah, and so I just started auditioning, and I, did a buttload of auditions when I was younger. And then, yeah, I kept doing theater until I was about 10 years old. And ever since, I've just been doing shorts and, little 45-minute length films and student films and all those good things.
So why did you move to LA?
I
Because
moved.
acting is so big, it's also if you said you loved theater, I mean, for theater, maybe New York would have been a great address to do. So that's why I'm asking, why LA? Because you want to pursue more your film acting or?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, because when I was younger, it was like theater was a fun little, thing to do. But I really like once I started doing film, I just fell in love with film. I was like, this is what I want to do. So yeah, LA is the place to do it. And I know a lot of people are like, oh, the industry's moving, or like, you don't have to be in LA. And I agree, you could totally be anywhere. But ever since moving to LA, I feel like I've gotten so many more opportunities. So I'm very grateful that I was able to move to LA. And that's always been a goal of mine since I was like 14, I would say, is when I was like, okay, I gotta move to LA, be an actor. That's everyone's goal. You meet people in LA and they're like, I'm here to be an actor, a musician, or filmmaker. So yeah. So just to really dive into like the filming industry is why I moved out here. But I also was going to school as well. But I recently did just have to withdraw because I am filming so much, which is such a blessing.
You were in acting school in LA or what?
I was doing film. So it was called, I was going to LA Film School, which is like more like on the production side. So I was
Okay.
basically training to be a producer. Which I'd still love to be, still love to do, but I think you get so much more experience when you're actually there on set and learning from real
True.
life. So,
True.
yeah.
And I think because of the verticals, because of the pace and everything, I think you learn a lot about producing it in a short time. Very efficient. You know, the first verticals, the quality was okay, but it evolved so much over the years. So lately, I don't know if you saw it, the latest pirate vertical,
Oh
which
wait, wait, what is
dropped
that?
on my drama. It's called The Kiss of the Pirate King,
Ooh, I have not seen it, but
with
that sounds
Nick
cool.
Ritacco and Emma Reinagle in the leads. And that's
Nice.
a whole new level of a vertical. It's really cinematic style. They
I
had a
love.
whole shooting day out on the sea on a big ship and stuff like that. And it's so new genre, new stuff. There were two pirate verticals. They dropped two pirate verticals in the last 3 weeks. One was shot in Canada, in Vancouver. It was the first pirate vertical. It dropped on Candy Jar and Movepix. It's called Beneath Crimson Sails. And lately, The Kiss of the Pirate King dropped on the app My Drama. Dylan Vox directed it. And it's, if you watch it, it's really cinematic style. I don't want to say it's far away from a normal vertical, but it's without any of this typical vertical trope shit.
Right.
And
I
it's
love
so great. I did episodes with the head of hair makeup and special effects. I did an episode with the screenwriter of that, with the producer. So I did episodes with all the involved people to get this whole picture. And you have to watch it. It's such an outstanding different type of vertical. So that's why I'm so curious and hoping that we get more and more of these new storylines in it, because the classic one, banquet scenes and stuff, we
Right.
don't need anymore. You know, we don't need it. So as you
Yeah.
said, you are curious about and sure that you can learn much about the production side also. When I saw this pirate vertical, it was so, what the heck? They shot on a ship the whole day out on sea? How can you do that? But for example, the Canadian pirate one, they had a lot of drone shots and a lot of natures outside, you know, not this classic billionaire mansions you see every time in this, you see it again and again and again, this mention. And so it was a lot of new story. It was a lot of new location outside in the nature. So I think that makes it really challenging to shoot it. But in the end, it looks so good. You have to watch them. It's so
Absolutely.
good. It's so good.
That
And
sounds amazing.
yeah, as I said, it's like a cinematic style. I was curious how they can do a pivot vertical as a vertical, you know, not
Right.
horizontal. But
Right.
it worked very well. I was
Right.
really,
I know. I've
I
been
was.
hearing like there's more genres and new things coming to verticals. So I'm super excited about
Yeah, and
it.
the pirate one started it. And lately they shot the first Western one.
Oh, yeah.
And I hope that they shoot more of the criminal mystery stuff.
Right. Oh my gosh.
And we are all waiting for a comedy one. A real comedy one. A real one, you know. So I saw your shot also already in New York.
I
Anywhere
did.
else? Anywhere else?
No, all in LA so far, except for that one. That one was such a good experience. Yeah, no.
I can tell you, if you ever have the chance to shoot in Istanbul or Lithuania, you have to do it, because then it's for drama pops. And the quality of drama pop shows are so beep good.
Good. I love it.
Or if you ever have the chance for Candy Jar shooting, the storylines of Candy Jar never disappoints, because they are all based on books. So the stories are really good.
Those ones are so good. I've seen A few like clips of candy jar ones that I'm like, wow, if I could do a candy jar one,
And
maybe
Candy Jar is the
another
only platform actually which does cereal ones.
one. Oh, right. Oh,
It's a
man.
German-based platform.
It's really good.
No,
Yeah.
as I said, you know, these platforms like Candy Jar, Drama Pops, or even MyDrama. MyDrama is a Ukrainian platform, but the quality on these platforms are so good, and the smaller platforms are much more willing to take risks for new storylines. You never find a pirate vertical or stuff on Real Short Drama Box or whatever. You find them maybe if they were somewhere else a big hit, and then after four other verticals they say, yeah, maybe we were trying this now. But a really big new storyline you will never find of these big platforms because they are clinging to this old vertical trope shits. Sorry, but it's my podcast. I can say that in that way. As long as this stories works, they are not so open to listen to the older audience. So these smaller platforms. And to everyone I spoke with who shot or had the possibility to shoot in Istanbul or somewhere else here in Europe, everyone was so, that was so good, I want to do it again.
Amazing.
Because here in Istanbul, for example, the crew is bigger, and everything is more, it's also paced and stuff like that. But because the crew is bigger, they can be more detailed and have a look at more detail. And everyone who shot in Istanbul told me that it's much more familiar because you go every day after shooting together to dinner and hang out together. So it doesn't matter if you are a simple, sorry for saying that, simple crew member, cleaner in the set or whatever. Everyone is equal in this.
Yeah.
That's and yeah, I heard that a lot, that a lot
That is
of people are really enjoyed shooting there. So that's why I'm asking if you had ever the chance maybe to go to Europe or China or Canada. But
Yeah, no, I haven't. I've only been to New York so far. I've definitely talked with some casting directors about going to China mostly. But it always like it's difficult to plan. And also,
Yeah, and you know, Chinese working days, I heard, are really mostly about 16, 18 hours. So I think it would be more interesting to come to Europe.
no, I
Have you
would
ever
love.
been in Europe?
I haven't actually, no. I've always wanted to. Always wanted to travel to Europe. Seems like a beautiful place, but no, I haven't been yet.
Yeah, maybe that would be great if you can combine it, huh? Visiting Europe, shooting verticals there. No, because you can shoot here in Italy, in Poland, in the Ukraine, in Istanbul, Lithuania, Great Britain. There were a lot of shooting locations. And as I said, they started lately here in Germany too, shooting. So, and if you're in Europe, you know. From Istanbul, for example, to fly over to my place, it's only 2 hours. Europe is not so big like the US. You can visit much more easier, a lot of countries.
That's so nice.
So, no, I'm just saying. So,
Wow.
have you ever shot another genre than the, let's say, classic one?
The classic. Let
Have you
me.
done a werewolf one yet or
I have
mafia?
actually, yes. Oh, I did do a mafia. I did a werewolf and a mafia one. Yeah, the werewolf one had a big long banquet scene though. That one was for, what was it called? It was called The Last Howl. It was with Jennings.
Jenny's Bauer?
Yes. He was my dad and I was like the
Really? He
daughter.
was your dad?
Yeah, he was
Really?
my dad. Yeah. I know. It was so silly. It was
Was
Yep, he was. Okay. I know he looked like he was young. He was we were like, "Oh my
Did
God."
they make him gray hairs or what?
No, it was just him. I know. I know they made me. I was very baby though. Like I looked very young because they put me in these like two little braids and
Oh,
this
okay.
girl uniform. So I think they were like trying to make me look super young and like him, you know, he had a beard and I don't
Okay.
know. It
But
was
still, he's a
a little
teenage dad.
unrealistic, but yeah. But yeah, no, so he played my dad in that one. And yeah, it was a werewolf one. I don't even know if I didn't have to do any like
With
werewolf
shifting
hours.
our stuff, lately there have been a lot of werewolf stories which were called werewolf ones, but the only werewolfy things in the verticals were that the people were called an alpha and an omega, and but no shifting, no fighting scene, no claws, no fangs, nothing.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, no, this one definitely had he had used his powers and it was like a werewolf
Okay,
like thing.
okay.
But yeah, no, it had a big a long big banquet scene that I don't think people enjoyed because I
Do you
saw
know
some
which platform?
it was on Short Max. Yeah, so no, it was interesting. That was like the fourth one I did, I'm pretty sure. But yeah, I also did a mafia one, which was my second lead that I ever did. And that one was like one of my favorites. It was called The Godfather Secret Lover on Net Short.
Net short. Who was in
Yeah.
it?
Nick Puya. He was,
Oh, I
I
love
know.
Nick Puya.
I know. He's so good. I
As a
know.
mafia, Nick Puya is a mafia guy.
Yep, that was The Godfather Secret Lover. And it was based off of The Godfather because his name was actually James Corleone, based on The Godfather. But it was that one was
Nick
yeah, that one was a
Puya.
mafia age gap one. Just so silly. That was my first time ever doing an intimacy like role ever. And so I was so scared because I was like, God, this older guy. I'm like, what am I doing?
Did you
It
have
was
an
like
intimacy coordinator on set?
I did, yes. She was
Oh, that's
great.
good. That's good.
Allison loved her. I've worked with her multiple times too. She's so silly. But yeah, she worked on that one. And yeah, Nick was on that one. I was so nervous because I was like, oh, I don't know how to do this. I was like, Allison, is this good? Do I look good?
Help me,
Please.
please.
Yes, please tell me. But yeah, and then Nick ended up being like the greatest dude ever. He was like so sweet, respectful. Like we got along great. Yeah, so like that was like such a good first experience. It did have very classic, like very horrible bullying for like no reason. But you know, it was fun. That one was good. And yeah.
But when you ended up doing this werewolf one, did you think, what the heck? It's gonna be much more crazier with this werewolf one stuff? Or have you been informed about this alpha, beta, mate, fated mate stuff? Or was it kind of weird to be in
Yeah,
such a story?
I know. Well, I was like, at first, it was funny. I told myself, like, I'm not gonna do any werewolf ones. Because for me, I feel like vertical, it was really hard for me to like unlock that like cringy side of myself. Because
Yeah.
like werewolves are already cringe. So I was like, if I have to do like a werewolf or have to howl and all this stuff, I was like, that's gonna be even worse. But this one I didn't have to like really do anything werewolf-y because I don't think I was the werewolf. I was just getting bullied and beaten up. And basically Jennings, my dad, is like, I'm gonna go save Perla, which was my name in the vertical.
Was
And
there
so
ever a role where you haven't been bullied?
I don't think so.
Okay,
I
just
genuinely
asking.
don't think so. No, literally. I've been like, for some reason, they like see my face, these casting directors, and they're like, we're gonna bully her. We're gonna put her in like the worst situations. Because that role, the werewolf one, there wasn't any like, it was like Jennings, my dad, was like the like top alpha, you know,
Yeah.
like something. And I was like his daughter, but I didn't know anything about it. He was like keeping it a secret so I could have a normal life. But then he had to like kind of pull out his powers because I was getting bullied. But I wasn't The only I wasn't really like informed on like the werewolf like lingo or like everything that usually happened until I watched a werewolf vertical with one of my good friends, Bree Augsburg. I don't know if you know Bree, but yeah, so I watched one of her like werewolf ones and I was like, what is happening?
Where did I
Like,
get into?
I know. So yeah, no, but thank goodness the one that I did wasn't too crazy, but
Okay.
yeah.
No, because I talked to an actress. Her first role ever was in a werewolf one,
Oh.
playing a dead one. And she was laying there. Yeah, it was a day player role. And she was laying on the ground, and everyone talked about, "You are my favorite maid, blah, blah." And she said, after that shooting, I had to think about what I'm doing here for 4 months until I did my next one. So
That
that's
no,
why.
that makes sense. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, come on, as we know, does any vertical make sense in the end?
No. Literally no.
Because the first 10 episodes are so overloaded with everything that could happen to hit the
Absolutely.
paywall.
I know. Yeah, and I remember because when I did my mean girl role, I remember like I was like, this is so there's no reason that I'm bullying her. Like, there's this is so unrealistic. Why am I bullying her? But I mean, yeah, they just have to like cram all the crazy stuff into the first few
Yeah, but you
episodes.
know, that's, for example, the opposite with the pirate verticals. They are made kidnapping and raping totally sense for the story, you know what I mean?
Right.
But in
Yeah.
a lot of the other verticals, you see slapping, you see raping, kidnapping, whatever, without making any sense or making any issue for the storyline. It's not needed, but it's in there because of the shock value.
Yeah, it's crazy. I did this one, and it's so funny. I just recently like rewatched it with some of my friends back in Austin who like don't know anything about verticals. But I had this scene where like all the boys, it was like this big like prom night scene, and they're like, oh, well, since you want to like have your first time or something, like let's have all the boys come in and you know, and my friends watching it were like, what is going on? Are they about to rape her? Like, what is happening? They were like, this is so insane. Like, and I was like, it really put it in perspective for me. Like, wow, this really is
Okay, so
insane.
when you're always playing roles that get bullied,
Yeah.
how get you prepared for such roles? I mean, I know you can say, yeah, it's acting, blah blah, but doesn't that affect you in any way if you're doing that so much? Kind of your thinking and mental health? Sorry for asking that, but
Oh, of course. No, you can totally ask. No, you're so right. It's like it's rough. It is so rough. A lot of times, like when they're like just bullying me, like saying mean things about me, it's like whatever. Because I always like, you know, make it like, oh, it's just my character, it's just my girl getting bullied. And I'm always very connected to my girls, my characters. But I'm always like, you know, those are okay. But whenever it's like, I recently just did one that is like, I am getting like beaten. Like they literally tie my hands up and like they like hit me with a bat and they're like, pinata. Yeah. And then they're like pushing me down and throwing balls at me. And like they're like literally beating me until I'm like just bruised and bloodied. And it's like those ones are so hard. But yeah, I just recently also got out of like doing four back to back, and all of them, of course, I'm getting like crazy bullied. But what's so nice is like when you have a good connection with the person who's bullying you, yay, like in real life, when they say cut, usually it's like they're like, are you okay? Like you're doing good. Like I'm so sorry. Like you're doing great. You look great, you know. And it's nice. And everyone's super sweet and like caring on set. So it's not too heavy of a mental hit, but it does sometimes like that like physical aspect of getting like pushed and you know beaten and punched and slapped and all these things. That's when it like really is like, all right, guys, I need a minute.
That's why I'm asking. And if you do that, sorry for saying that, if it's a banquet scene, you are doing it the whole day, and you know it's the next 5 shooting days, nothing else, like doing that.
Yeah. So exa it's so
Do you still
exhausting.
like your job in that place then?
Yeah, I do because
Okay.
okay, this la I know. This it's like but this last one I did. Even I'm telling you like I mean, hopefully it'll come out soon.
Yeah.
Like I probably like mid-July, I would say. It's going to be on Trauma Box.
Okay.
And it's called Heartbreak High. And
Is
so
it a
that
young adult one? Heartbreak
one, it
High?
is. Yes. It's a young adult. And so hopefully that'll be coming out soon. But like that one, I would say probably like if the script is like 90 pages, which I'm pretty sure it was, I would say like 50 of the pages, I'm just getting like brutally beaten. And I was like, this is so exhausting, but it is still super fun to act in because there's still like a lot of my character. I like chose a really good, I chose a choice for my character that made me like, okay, this is okay, if that makes sense, which I hope that people like perceive it. But the script is kind of also like based off of Carrie kind of vibes, the movie. So that's why it's like, I'm like, okay, maybe it'll be good. But when I'm doing the scenes, it is exhausting and tired. But if I choose like a good character headspace, then it's like it makes sense and it's still fun.
What would be a role you would decline?
Ooh, I mean, okay, what's funny is the first thing that came to my head was like a crazy like BDSM role because I have declined some of those. Like
Yeah, there lately there have been a lot of BDSM, but
I know,
I had the
but
feeling that it got a bit less,
yeah, but I did
hopefully.
also just do I did one as well. So I can't even say I can't even say no. But it wasn't like too crazy. I had to like justify it in my head because it wasn't like too crazy. There was nothing like crazy happening in like this like BDSM dungeon, which they always love to add in the like the BDSM verticals. And it was on Real Short. It'll definitely be out by the time. It was on Real Short. It was with Jesse
Jesse
Morales.
Morales or what?
Yes, Jesse Morales.
He's an exclusive on Real Short, so mostly a Jesse on Real Short is always him.
Yeah, you know, literally. So, yeah. So I'm like, and it was based off a book. So I was like, it kind of justifies it in my head a little bit. But I have gotten some crazy BDSM scripts, and I'm like, no, you guys are
No.
insane.
And imagine your parents will watch that.
Yeah, literally. I was like, no, I can't.
No. And
No.
what would
No.
be a dream role in a vertical for you? What would you love to play? Or maybe what will challenge you, but challenge you in a interesting way to widen your range of acting in verticals?
Yeah, I love it. I did just get to, I mean, and the one I did with like all the bullying, it was kind of like I got to go a little crazy at the end. So like any like kind of dramatic role. I also loved like rom-com roles, which was kind of like Sex Education by my best friend. So that one was cute. I loved that one so much. And my girl, I loved Emma. But I would love to do, I also am fluent in sign language, fun fact. And so I would love to do like a sign language role, which I did kind of get to do on. So basically, whenever Nick Puya and I did that one for NetShort, it like a lot of people really loved it, and so they put us back together for another drama, which was called The Rose Comes with Thorns. And halfway through the story, the girl, like the mean girl, takes my face, and so then I am her, and they like burn my vocal cords. And so I was playing two
What the
characters.
heck?
I know. It's crazy. It's just like, yeah. So they just burned my vocal cords and she steals my face. But anyway, so I got to play two characters. I know it's so silly. But my character that like got her vocal cords burned and like had scars across her face, they were having it where I was just like doing voiceover and like it was just my thoughts in my head. And for some reason, the other characters like understood what I was thinking. And I was like, that's so weird. So I was like, if you guys want me to use ASL, I can. So they were like, yeah, let's do it. So I was able to use ASL for that one. But that was like a last minute, like added thing. I would love to do it, like if my character was like became deaf or
Yeah, there
was hard
were a
of
few
hearing.
on Real Short with deaf
They do? Well,
Samantha. Drews were in it, and she really nailed the sign language because she there was a few BTS where you saw her directly training, and so that it's look that it looked really authentic. Because, for example, that's what we are talking about, the monthly recap. We are talking about all the verticals dropped lately and what was good, and we are talking also about the crap in a vertical. So which verticals we turned off, why we turned them off and stuff. And one of my review ladies, she has a brother who has to use sign language, and there were earlier a few where sign language was used but not properly, you know. So, and she saw the one on Real Short with Samantha Drews in it and Luke Charles Stafford, and she said she was really happy about to see that the sign language was proper use and not without respect. Because when you are have verticals with disabled person, in a way, mostly this disability is treated not with respect in the storyline. So
Right.
it's the same when I recorded, for example, with Ryan Larson. He did also a few BDSM, and I said to him, how do you prepare for that role? And he said, yeah, because I want to be respected as an actor, although people watching it maybe who are into BDSM. He visited the Domina and stuff, and he got so deep into this space and informed himself because he wanted to act it so properly that
That's
it's
so.
the real life and not that people who are maybe practicing BDSM feel kind of ridiculous or stuff like that because it's not well acted. So when you're saying you are able to use the sign language, as I said, there were a few verticals which it's really bad presented, and then there were a few, but it got less lately. I had the feelings.
I hope so. I remember I auditioned for one, and I was like, there's no way I'm getting this, but I really want it. And it was like one of those where I had like two children and I was like 35, but it was like I was like I was able to hear, but then I lost my hearing as I grew older, and she was deaf and she had to use sign language. And I'm like, I've been taking ASL for 4 years and I'm fluent. I'm very involved with the deaf community and I like love it being represented in film. And I'm like, gosh, if I could do an ASL role, that would be so good. But I got a call back for that project, but then I didn't get it. And I was like, I know for a fact it's because I look like I'm like 16
You look too
and
young, you want to
yeah,
say.
they're gonna move two kids. It's like, there's no
Maybe you
way.
should have prepared your hair, you know, like an old lady. And
I
it's so
tried.
funny. In some verticals, you're acting the child of Jenny's power. And then
I
you
know.
audition for a role with 35 and two children. Huh.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. I mean, that's how quickly they just like change, switch up your age or whatever based on like makeup and all those good things. So I was like, please.
When you compare now vertical acting to the acting stuff you did before, or are you now only doing verticals or also both?
I do both. Yeah, I still do
Ah,
both.
okay.
Yeah.
So which one of both you would say has improved you as an actor more?
Oh, wow. Well, I think that the thing about verticals is that since it happens like so fast, like there's so many happening in the world right now. So it's like you can I just did four back to back. So I got to do like almost 2 months of just straight filming and just that in any aspect. I'm working on my craft and I'm able to act and really use like, and I'm always like, even though sometimes they want me to be cringe or they want me to like say a line a specific way, I'm always like, no, I'm gonna do it my way. I'm gonna do it and make it good and realistic and believable. So I feel like I've learned so much doing these verticals. I mean, I'm always auditioning, I'm always acting and thinking about you know, different things. I have more coming out, and then I have content, a lot of content coming out where I'm like, I can go watch it back, which is why I always like to watch it. Cause then I'm always like, oh, this worked, this didn't work, this, you know, way. So yeah, I think that honestly, verticals have really helped me like learn so much about myself and industry and just, yeah, acting. Cause I remember I went back to a normal set. I always say normal, but, I was on an AFI set. It was like a short, and I was like, wow, this is so slow.
You got bored or what?
No, I was like getting bored. I was like, guys, like,
can we please speed a bit up?
Yeah, I was like, guys, please. We were filming like one or two pages a day, and I was like, oh my gosh. I was like, oh no, this has really changed my perspective. But what's good is that with verticals, since it's so fast, you have to like learn everything in 2 seconds, and then you have to like know your character in and out, and you have to just like, yeah, you just got to perform and do it quickly. So when you go back to those other sets, then you have more time. So it's easier, honestly, because you're like, you're sitting with the character and with the material, and like, you can do it multiple different ways and multiple different times. So yeah, I'm like, honestly, verticals have really helped me.
Yeah, I assume, because as you said, you have so many possibilities on different sets and every type. Okay, it's always a kind of bullying role, but the team is different, the cast is different, the story is maybe a bit different. So you have to switch so fast into or from role to role. And I think this flexibility to get so fast into another character, I think that's a really good improvement.
Yeah.
To have.
No, it's been great. Like, I had to go from the BDSM role with Jesse. I went from that role filming, I think the last day was March 27th. And then the next day, March 28th. So I said goodbye to everyone. And then the next day I started filming it's coming out on May 18th. Yeah. Mm-hmm. On Real Short, it's called Falling for My Nemesis Stepbrother. And
oh, there it is. Nemesis and stepbrother in the title.
Yeah, I was like, I got to do a stepbrother one. Yay.
Who is your stepbrother?
Daryl Jones. I don't know if you know. He hasn't done a lot. That was his fourth, I'm pretty sure. He did one for Drama Box that was called Too Late, My Ex-Campus King. Wow, I'm proud of myself. Remember that.
Sorry, but these titles, really.
I know. They're so killer.
What, Daryl Jones?
Yes, Daryl Jones. He does more like influencing on Instagram, but yeah, he recently got into verticals.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll come out. It'll come out.
He's also a newbie, huh?
He is. But it was, he's fun. He was so sweet. But it was weird from going from the one with Jesse, like this BDSM kind of like, I was a little bit older in that one. I think I was like 24, 25. And going from that character, the next day I have another like 20 pages we're filming of this other character named Nicole, where I'm like this sweet little high schooler who is like super nerdy and like silly. Like, you know, I was like, this is, I mean, that's those kind of switches are really what teaches me a lot.
I can imagine that, because you have to be so flexible.
Yeah.
What has changed in your personal character through acting?
Ooh, that was such a good question. I love that.
I have only good questions, you know. I'm doing this for a long time. No, just kidding.
Yeah, you have. But yes. Oh my gosh. I mean, I feel like with each character, and this is why I love acting so much, with each character, I feel like I learn more about myself as well, because I feel like I unlock a new part of myself. And something I learned, when I was back in Austin, I would say when I was probably like 17, I always would do my characters and then I'd like keep them with me. Like I but I would like be them. So if my character was like super mean or super like aggressive and had aggressive tendencies, like then I would get more aggressive. And or like if she was super sweet and like kind of like not as talkative, then I would like get super quiet and around people and super awkward. And so I tried to stop doing that, but I'd still do that to this day. So I'm like, I just think with every character, I just learn more about myself. If that's just like, yeah. And I keep all my girls with me. Like, I do think of them as separate people, though, but they're like, I've learned so many things from each and every one of them. Sometimes good things, sometimes bad things.
That's life.
Yeah,
You
no,
cannot
literally, that's
only
life.
choose the candies.
Absolutely. So I'm like, you know what? That's why I love acting so much, is I'm like, I learn more about myself, more about other people. Just putting my shoes, putting my feet into other people's shoes is how it
Yeah,
feels.
yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Makes sense. On the end
Yeah.
of every episode, I'm asking a five question quickie. The five
Ooh.
same question, doesn't matter if you're actor, actress, director, or whatever in this space. I published a cookbook and I love to cook. So I want to know, what's your favorite dish to eat? And can you cook?
Ooh. Ooh. What's funny is I just recently kind of learned how to cook, and that is because I became gluten-free. And so I'm like, I have to cook for myself. But so I can kind of cook, but my favorite dish is, and this will, I'll just say it. No explanation. I love steak. Like my dad makes this really good steak. So I'll have steak with mac and cheese and like a salad, like a good kale salad. And then I love kombucha as well. That's my like perfect, that's like my death row meal.
Steak medium rare, medium or what? What do
Medium
you?
rare. Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of. I think mostly of the American people are always eating medium rare. Here, the European people are always eating mostly medium.
Yeah.
Some of them are medium well or done.
Well done.
No, you cannot murder the steak two times. Sorry. But you
Yeah.
cannot eat a medium, a well done steak. No.
Yeah, no.
Do you have any type of comfort movie you love to rewatch, maybe from your childhood or whatever? Any type of movie who makes you. Aline from Isle of Verticals, one of my review ladies, is always saying cozy.
Oh
What?
yeah. I'm trying to think. Oh, my comfort movie definitely would have to be Mean Girls. I love Mean Girls, like the original Mean Girls is so
No Disney movie when you said you
actually so true. No, but when I was younger, I watched like Bunked and Jessie and stuff. But no, I Oh, also Victorious. That's also a comfort like show that I love. Yeah, but definitely Mean Girls, like the original Mean Girls is like literally, I compared it to like taking a warm bath after a long day. It's just like a reset for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why not? And what type of music do you like?
Oh, I love like pop, just generic pop, Billie Eilish, Renee Rapp. One of my friends who actually does vertical, she releases music and I actually really love her music as well.
Who?
Her name is Allison Jade. She just recently got into verticals. Like the
Okay.
one
No,
that
because there are a lot of musicians in the vertical space.
yes, I've noticed. Also, Noah Andre, doesn't he make music as well?
And
Yeah.
JCN and Blake Lewis and Mark Cotter and a bunch. Brooke
Yeah.
Mortrum is singing really great. Luke Brewer sings so fantastic. We need a musical vertical.
Yeah. Oh, I completely agree. I would
We
hop on
need.
that train
And
so
Jesse
fast.
Morales, he can dance like hell.
Oh, he can.
Hell. And Tyler Scherer also.
Oh my gosh, that like brought me like flashbacks. That was so funny.
Yeah, you know, so we have dancers, we have musicians, we have singers, we have everything in the vertical space. So a musical would work very well if you're
It
asking
would.
me.
Oh my gosh. No, God. Jesse was so funny. I have to say, Jesse was probably like one of the funniest co-stars I've ever worked with. He was so silly. But yeah, no, that brought me flashbacks when you were like, oh, he can dance. I was like, that's right. He would always, we'd be in like a BDSM dungeon. And I was just like, oh. And he would like start busting out a move. And I was like, what are you doing?
Yeah,
Oh my God. But yeah.
he's a great dancer. Yeah.
Fun.
So, last two questions. Which one of your verticals I should have definitely watched if I wouldn't have never watched any vertical?
Oh, if you haven't watched any of them. Oh my gosh. Are you someone who like is this someone
If
who
I
like knows?
would come to you and say, Trinity, listen, I've never seen any verticals. I heard
Oh.
about it and I want to watch one. Which one of yours I should definitely watch?
Let me think for a second. I'm trying to think. Probably I would say Sex Education by My Best Friend. That's probably the most tame one I've done because
And it's not
I
so shocking because of 50 episodes back, which it.
right, exactly. And like also because like I'm thinking of the other ones. I'm like the other one I'm like getting with like my ex-boyfriend's dad. So no. The other ones I'm like with my stepbrother, or it's like the one I did in New York. I'm like, that one it just has a lot of intimacy, and so I'm like, no. And then the other one, I'm like, I'm getting beaten brutally, so I'm like, you know what? If I had to pick the most tame one I've done, it's probably that
Okay.
one with him.
It was on
Yeah.
Drama Box, right? Yeah, Drama Box.
Yes, on Drama Box. Yeah, so
Okay.
fun.
So, last question. Which genre you want to see new or more in the vertical?
Ooh, well, I agree with you. I want more like of those like whodunit. I would love like a murder mystery kind of vertical or
Criminal
like
cases, you know? There is no billionaire needed, no CEO, no hidden errors, no whatever.
yeah, just good old classic murder mystery. And I feel like it would work really well with like the vertical
Cliffhanger
format
stuff.
as well. Yeah.
And
Cliffhangers all the time.
you can hook the audience so good because everyone is thinking about who's the real murderer in it.
Yes, I'm like those would be so fun, and like we could make them good and real and have good locations. Oh, I'm like, so yeah, those would that I would love to see a murder mystery type
I
of.
am always saying like Sherlock Holmes and Miss Marple.
Oh, yeah.
And then, you know, as I said, it hasn't to be billionaires, whatever. Could be a typical detective pair and collar worker and whatever. We
Yeah.
don't need an auction, we don't need a banquet scene.
Real. That's so true. I've done like four auctions now. I forgot about that.
And all the stuff was bought by Amazon, huh? And in
Oh.
the vertical, it was 20 billion. I'm giving you 100 million. Yeah, come on, you can get it for $20 on Amazon.
Yeah, literally. No, those ones are so. I didn't even realize that that was like, because I say I've done like four, but I've only done, I think, 11 verticals now. But so I got to do one in it was called Cancel the Wedding, Queen Moves on Real Short. Yeah, I know. Lol. But that one I was like the mean girl like auctioning. And then the one I did with Jesse, I got to be like 7 billion, 20 billion. And I was like, this is so silly and fun.
Yeah, these are the scripts translated from China, where it's all in yen.
Wow. Yeah.
And they didn't calculate it into dollars when they were translating it.
That is such a good point. I never know realized that or thought of that.
As I said, I'm long enough in this space
Yeah, you
to
know,
see
yeah.
through it. No, I also spoke, for example, to a post-production team in Vietnam already and stuff. And I did an episode with intercultural differences about the sea and key dramas to the Western dramas and stuff.
Wow.
So you never will see in the sea dramas any werewolf one because the Chinese don't the werewolf ones.
Man, I should be asking you questions.
And you see so always fun. Weak women in the verticals because in the Chinese or in the culture, in the Asian culture, the women are mostly in the hierarchy.
Weak. Yeah, I literally all my women that I've played have been like so weak, except for Emma. Emma kind of fought back at the end. Yeah.
No, but that's the stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why I want to understand this whole space, like I told you, because I cannot say that it much makes such more sense, but it's, if you want to understand this space, so you can understand why, for example, this pirate vertical, because of the Pirate King, was written by Scotty Mullen, living in LA.
Scotty!
Yeah. He wrote this vertical, The Kiss of the Pirate King, and he acted also in it. And you see exactly in storylines which were written in the West, they fit much better for the Western market or the European market.
Wow. That's so interesting. Look at you. Yeah, I should, girl.
Maybe you should listen through my podcast. In the monthly recaps, we are talking about, lately we talked about all the AI stuff.
Oh my goodness.
And you know, I'm a study business informatics, and one of my review ladies is in the AI business. So we were discussing about this AI stuff in the vertical.
Oh no.
As I said, we are not talking only about, oh, he's so sweet, I love him. No, we are talking serious about this industry.
Good. I love it. Honestly, yeah, I'm going to go through and listen because I'm very curious. The AI stuff like freaks me out.
Not only you.
Yeah.
But we will see how this will end up. Trinity, I thank you so much for your time and doing this episode with me. It was really a pleasure having you. And you. Maybe if you were hitting your 15th vertical, we will talk again, huh?
Absolutely, yes.
Because I'm sure that this industry is just at the beginning of his trip. So we will see. I thank you so much. I wish you all the best.
Thank you so
and
much.
And send you lovely greetings to LA.
Hey, thank you.
Bye. This is a wrap on this episode, and I hope you tune in again.